Bonsoir. Bonsoir et bienvenue.
Good evening.
Bliss, I'm the principal investigator for the project. I'm going to be introducing the event. We're here tonight for really what is the start of the culmination of about 8 years of work. Norman and I were calculating a little bit earlier. This started about 8 years ago at McGill and Concordia and various other places with the help and support of Health Canada as a project that had three main goals. One of the goals was to encourage training of personnel in health and social services in second language in Quebec. Second goal was to encourage retention, so study how we can better retain qualified personnel who work in second language in Quebec in health and social services. And the third part of the plan was to do some research, both fundamental and applied, on the relationship between language and health, and between culture and health in general in some cases. And tonight, as you saw from the posters that are outside, we have some results to show, especially from the last 3 years, which were the second phase of the project. And what you're seeing outside in the posters and what you will hear tonight in the five-minute presentations, which will give you an idea of the diversity of projects that have been active, and I want to emphasize five-minute presentations. We all know academics. I don't have to tell you about academics. So you will hear the diversity, the range, and also the quality of projects that have been funded through this larger sort of umbrella project on second language and health in Quebec, which is part of a larger sort of a Canadian initiative. I think there are similar projects going on in other provinces, and sometimes we get together, like in Ottawa a couple of years ago. And we will hear from all the researchers that were funded. We will hear about their results, and we will, over the next 2 days, we will talk about what has been happening, and we will talk about next steps. We'll talk about, you know, whether we can continue this and in which directions do we want to go on the basis of what we've accomplished so far. So I think that's, I want to leave time for people to really tell you what they've been up to, because that's the important part, right? The results, the insights that have been generated as a result of the money spent on this. So this is where we really show results, deliverables for what we've invested. And I'm very, very happy to see, just from the posters, I'm very, very happy to see the results that we've achieved and that everybody's been working so hard on. And now we'll hear from Roger Farley, who is from Health Canada. He's the Director, Official Languages, Community Development Bureau. He has 30 years of experience doing this sort of thing. He's been a big supporter of the project. He comes from, you know, originally from Université de Montréal and University of Ottawa. Joined Health Canada in 2002, 2005, started doing what he's doing now at Official Language Community Development Bureau. And since 2011, he's the acting director general of the programs directorate in Health Canada. So I would like to welcome Roger Farley to tell us a little bit about his part of in this whole project.
Merci, André. Thank you. I have a short speech, a few pages. I'll try to do that within 5 minutes for sure. So I'm very pleased to be here tonight to help kick off this research conference. And I would like to thank the organizers, our presenters, and all of you participants for making this event possible. This is a very important time for us to be promoting health services research in the official language minority communities. In just 1 week from today, the five-year cycle of the Official Languages Health Contribution Program comes to a five-year close, but not to an end. We'll see in the budget, it was announced. I'm proud to have been at Health Canada, working with many of you to build the program that was launched in 2008 and to have achieved what followed. When we designed this second five-year program at Health Canada, it was with two objectives in mind. The first objective was to improve access to health services in the minority official language. In other words, to improve health and health services available to English-speaking persons in Quebec and to French-speaking persons outside of Quebec. The second objective was to increase the use of both official languages in the provision of health services by getting Canadians engaged in providing and receiving services in both official languages. These objectives were translated into funding agreements in Quebec with McGill University and the Community Health and Social Services Network. The agreements have generated a range of activities that targeted service improvements, needs assessment, community engagement, training and integration of health professionals, and research. It is the evidence that researchers produce that provides for policy making and program design in governments to improve health services for the English-speaking communities in Quebec. Research helps us define, qualify, quantify communication barriers in healthcare and who is impacted by these communication barriers. Research helps identify the approaches we need to take to overcome communication barriers by providing the evidence of what works and what works best. As an example, a few weeks ago, I was in Quebec City. I attended the Community Health and Social Services Network Conference, where researchers presented some of their new results on the health of Anglophone communities in Quebec. This new information will be used by many administrators in the health system to look at solutions to improve the quality of care and services. Last week, Health Canada's Executive Committee reviewed the evaluation of the Official Languages Health Program. This was an important milestone. This independent evaluation was an opportunity to review the need of the program to identify what has worked well and what can work better. The final report would be released this spring. I was really pleased to see in that report that the messages were generally good and that the program has been working well. There were key questions posed about how we measure the health needs of the official languages minority communities and the effectiveness of the program's activities. The message I take from this is that research work is being used and will continue to be used. Another good story is last Thursday's federal budget, which reaffirmed the government commitment towards the two official languages and the renewal of the roadmap. On Wednesday, March 27, Health Canada is hosting a nationwide video conference consultation with our program recipients to discuss our plans for the next 5 years. And we can expect soon the minister responsible for official languages, the Honorable James Moore, will reveal the details of the new roadmap. So stay tuned for the news on the roadmap. On a personal note, I would like to share with you that each time I attend a research conference, I'm fascinated by all the discoveries. And when I go back home, I have many more questions in mind. It is like, for me, discovering a part of the universe to realize that there's much more to discover. And when I was thinking of that, I was looking, okay, who can say that in better words than me? So I look for a quote. And so the 20th century scientist Conrad Lorenz said, "Truth in science can be defined as the working hypothesis best suited to open the way to the next best, to the next better one." So have a good conference. Thank you. Merci.
It's a very good thing that you get home with more questions, because that's what we all do. When we run out of questions, we run out of research. I don't think that's likely to happen anytime soon, but hopefully we get good answers along the way, and answers that can make a difference in people's lives, and that's what this project does. In some research, it's very hard to convince people that the results are relevant to their daily life. This is not that kind of research that we're doing here. It's actually very easy to see on a daily basis the difference that it makes in people's lives, because it has impacts on communities, on health, on individuals, very direct impacts.